Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Robbins from the Reading Moon Broadcasting News Center with a 105.9 KSL Country local news update. A change to New Mexico's bail bond system could be on the ballot this November if it passes all the necessary committees. The proposed amendment would reform the system, and that would allow judges to deny bail to defendants if they felt the individual was a flight risk or danger to the community. The proposal, presented by Senator Peter Wirth, would also allow those who are cash-strapped defendants who are facing nonviolent low-level charges to be released from jail while they await trial. The amendment passed the House Judiciary Committee and will now head to the full House. Earlier this year, the legislature moved forward with letting voters consider adopting a change to the state's constitution. On the November ballot, New Mexicans could decide to give judges more flexibility on possibly holding more dangerous defendants in jail without bond before trial. One local law enforcement official is fully in favor of bond reform. That official is Roosevelt County Sheriff Malin Parker.
It will allow the judges to keep these people in jail longer. Not let them get out, not let it end up in a high-speed chase with a terrible crash or an officer getting shot or something bad happening. These people are repeat offenders, and we need the ability to keep them in jail without bond. So I'm asking everybody to please vote for the bond reform.
As the law stands right now, judges set bond for virtually every criminal defendant who comes before them. And we reported this morning that the Roosevelt County Sheriff's Office made an arrest last week on a man involved in a sexual assault. This afternoon, Sheriff Malin Parker revealed that the suspect in the case, Roy Brown, was already out of jail on bond for previous charges of false imprisonment and robbery when he committed this current series of crimes. Parker said that the case speaks to a more important problem in the criminal justice system, and that is in bond reform.
I've been trying to educate people about bond reform and, you know, it's really important that they know that these people were out on bond. So whenever the subject comes up for election for bond reform, that people educate themselves and go out and vote for it. I think it will help our community and keep these dangerous criminals behind bars where they need to be.
Parker pointed out that efforts to revoke the current $50,000 cash-only bond on Brown are underway. Aside from the sexual assault charges, he is also facing charges of aggravated battery, aggravated burglary, and resisting arrest.